today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu alaikum, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. And today we're going to speak about extravagance in the view of Islam.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, is the 14th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 25th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Al-Ghafir, verse 28.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال رجل مؤمن من آل فرعون يكتم إيمانه أتقتلون رجلا أن يقول ربي الله وقد جاءكم بالبينات من ربكم وَإِنْ يَكُ كَاذِبًا فَعَلَيْهِ كَذِبُهُ وَإِنْ يَكُ صَادِقًا يُصِبْكُمْ بَعْضُ الَّذِي يَعِدُكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفٌ كَذَّابٌ.
And a believing man from the family of Pharaoh, who concealed his faith, said, "Do you kill a man merely because he says, 'My Lord is Allah,' while he has brought you clear proofs from your Lord? And if he should be lying, then upon him is the consequence of his lie. But if he should be truthful, there will strike you some of what he promises you. Indeed, Allah does not guide one who is a transgressor and a liar."
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse treats of another episode in the history of Moses, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and Pharaoh, which is solely attested in this chapter. It is the story of the believer of Pharaoh's family, one of his kith and kin, who acknowledge Moses' call to monotheism. If a believer proceeds toward transgression of bounds and telling lies, he will certainly lose divine guidance. And if you happen to act likewise, he will be deprived of his guidance.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. That often lies, 'cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way,
extravagance in the view of Islam. Islam encourages believers to be balanced in all aspects of life. The Almighty has blessed us with many beautiful things that we can use and enjoy, but to use these blessings wastefully or even inappropriately is an abuse of those blessings. It goes against gratitude to Allah for the blessings and transgresses the rights of others in society who also use the same resources. Living a moderate and frugal life should be the ideal way of living for each and every Muslim, because it is the only way that is in harmony with the basic principles of Islam. It is the responsibility of every individual, family, and society as a whole to think for a moment about those who do not have access to the basic needs of life before spending a penny. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about extravagance. At the same time, if someone doesn't want to, too much money, he or she may spend some portion of the money on the needy people, and in this way, not only helping other people and showing practical sympathy with other people, may be beneficial for the benefactor, for those people who do this. At the same time, it helps other people not suffer too much from economic starvation and economic hardships or pressures. In this regard, some of the causes of extravagance may be highlighted. One of them is ignorance. One of the important aspects to be considered regarding extravagance is ignorance. People are simply ignorant about where to spend their money and where not to spend their money. Nobody is perfect intellect, for sure, other than the infallibles and God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those people, who feel happy because of spending too much money on things that are not that essential or things that are really very life exuberances, they find that, it proves that they cannot come up with good calculations, economic calculations in their lives. And they are really very, very forgetful of the status and conditions of the needy. So this is a kind of ignorance. Another one is showing off. Some people may want to simply show off to other people that we are well-to-do, we are rich people, we are well-to-do family, we are capable of buying, purchasing whatever we may wish or we may desire, even quite whimsically. This kind of showing off leads only to making other people developing their psychological complexes and being really watchful for any time to take revenge from the community, from other people.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
The harms of israf for the individual. One of the harms of israf is distraction. Israf or extravagance in any form sends people toward distraction. How? The Quran has detailed this reality in the following way. Then we fulfilled our promise to them, and we delivered them and whomever we wished, and we destroyed the profligates. Punishment in the next world. This is another harm. Those who exceed the divinely set limits and consider them as being unimportant will be punished in the next world. The Quran has mentioned the following in this regard. Thus do we requite him who is a profligate and does not believe in the signs of his Lord. And the punishment of the hereafter is severer and more lasting. Tips to avoid extravagance. Focus on food in your refrigerator and in your plate too. Buy as much as food as much you think you can easily consume. There is no need of piling up the refrigerator with food and vegetables and then later on throwing them because they are expired. Likewise, add food in your plate as much you think you would finish easily. And please stop being brand conscious. Not every of your possessions should be branded, starting from your shoes, dress, accessories, till your car. If it suits you and works well, it's perfect. No need of paying a huge extra charge for just a tag of a brand.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in two ayats for this evening. One is in Surah Araf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya bani Adam, khudu zinatukum inda kulli masjidin. Wa kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu innahu la yuhibbul musrifin. O children of Adam. It's interesting, he doesn't say, Ya ayuhal ladhina amanu. He's addressing the human society in general. It's a human problem. He says, use your zenit, things to adorn yourself. There is nothing wrong in it, to make yourself presentable, especially at the time of prayers. Here, kulli masjidin does not necessarily mean masjid. Whenever you get ready to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to be with zenit in a presentable form, whether it is at masjid or at home or anywhere else. But then he says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرُبُوا, and eat and drink. But then, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. The words كُلُوا وَشْرُبُوا, eat and drink, there was no need for it. Even if there was not a single ayat in Quran which says كُلُوا وَشْرُبُوا, we will be eating and drinking anyway. It's part of human nature. Allah has created us that way, that we will need to eat and drink to survive. But here the main command is not eat and drink. It is actually after that. وَلَا تُسْرِفُ. Eat and drink. I have created you with that. Even Anbiya came with the need to eat and drink. But then the issue is لَا تُسْرِفُ. Do not be extravagant. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Because Allah doesn't love those who are musrifin, who do israf. And it's a serious issue for us. If Allah doesn't love those who do israf, this is something worth our attention, consideration, seriously.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about extravagance. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Mm-hmm. crazy who you're praying for. They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.